This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Neela was just talking about this a minute ago. Figures out this morning from the Commerce Department show Americans spent a bit more freely in January than we did the month before. Retail sales up 0.2%, better than anybody had been guessing, driven mostly by spending on cars, clothing, and shopping online. It comes, of course, after Janet Yellen had some less than sunny things to say about the state of the American economy. So we asked Marketplace's Kimberly Adams to put today's numbers in context and also how they might figure into what Janet Yellen is thinking.
So congrats. Retail sales beat expectations. But Raymond Hill of Emory's Guazzetta Business School is unimpressed with today's numbers.
They weren't bad, but they weren't outstanding either.
Which may as well be a motto for the current economy. Hill says lower oil prices should technically boost retail, but
there's no way to disentangle the negative effect of slow overall growth and uncertainty from the positive effect that consumers have more money in their pocket because of lower energy costs.
Money people weren't willing to spend last year. Dennis Hoffman teaches business at Arizona State University. He says consumers will probably come around since it looks like gas prices are going to stay low. But a boost in retail sales won't be enough to convince the Fed the economy is firmly back on track.
So what are they going to be watching is primarily labor market pressures, price pressures, another round of retail sales data, another employment report, and they're going to be looking at those closely.
Which is basically what Chair Yellen told Congress. Peter Conte Brown is a Fed expert at the Wharton School of Business. He says it will take something major to divert the Fed from its strategy of incremental increases to the interest rate. But we don't know what those increments are yet.
So have we seen all the increases that we are going to see in 2016, which is none? That Yellen didn't say because I suspect Yellen does not know.
But she'll have plenty of data to go through between now and the next Fed meeting in March to help figure it out. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.